Good morning. My guest this morning is John Moss from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, a sing-along messiah. What would Christmas be without one?
It's an important part of the season for many of us.
It's going to be held in Sebastopol on Saturday, December 14th at the Sebastopol United Methodist Church, which is the big church on Main Street in Sebastopol, right where the street turns and so on.
Mm-hmm.
What should people do who have looked into their minds and thought, I'm familiar enough with the Messiah to be able to at least pretend I'm following along?
Well, they should come. If they enjoy hearing it and they want to try singing it, we have people of all different skill levels, some people very experienced singing in choirs, some people who have never sung in a choir but love the music. People are welcome just to listen or to sing along with as much of it as they feel comfortable trying to sing along. It's a very casual, friendly event. It's not as formal probably as some of them, but we have a wonderful sound. It's a wonderful setting acoustically in this church, and we have an excellent string quartet and a trumpet player and some wonderful soloists, and I'm used to trying to hold it all together and doing a pretty decent job of that.
Great. So, well, how many people do you expect?
Well, we've had anywhere from around 50 to 90, I think has been the range.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
It's a nice size.
Yeah, really. And I note that, well, the ticket price is extremely reasonable. It's $6 each, or if you are a family up to four, $15 for the whole family.
Yes.
And what if you're over four? Do you then add $6 each afterwards?
You know, I'm not sure about that. Yeah. They may just let you come in, your whole family.
You need it.
Yeah.
You need the Messiah if you have a family over four.
Yeah, really.
But also you pointed out that there is going to be a rehearsal on Sunday the 8th. What time on Sunday?
At 4 p.m.
Okay.
At what used to be the Vets Memorial Hall in Sebastopol,
right.
282 South High Street. And that's now the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Wonderful.
Right.
Big
I think probably there. I'll bet you there's still actual Sebastopol residents who don't realize that shift has taken place.
That could be.
I'm sure that that you and all the rest of the people connected with the Sebastopol Center for the Arts are just delighted at that change.
I think it's wonderful. It's wonderful that a town that size has such an extensive facility available for a center for the arts.
Right. I don't live in Sebastopol now, but I lived in Sebastopol for many years. And I would always pass the Vets and say, gee, this place is really underused. And a lot of the times, even when it is being used, it's being used for some sort of a private thing that the public, that Sebastopol people can't really participate in. And now that it's the Center for the Arts, it's really like coming home.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And Linda Galetta has lots of energy and I'm sure is doing a great job.
So do you suggest that if someone is going to come to the Sing-Along Messiah and expects to do some singing, that maybe they ought to bone up on the Messiah and give it a listen on their own stereo at home?
Well, certainly if they're willing, I think that's a great way to start, just to have it in your ears.
Uh-huh.
And if you're willing to come to the rehearsal, so much the better. We run all of the choral movements that we'll be doing so that people get at least one read through at a tempo that's a little slower so that everyone can have a better chance of, because there's a lot of fast notes in many of those movements.
What would Handel have thought?
You know, yeah, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine. I mean, he was quite a success in his day.
Yeah, he was.
And he probably didn't have the smallest ego, so he probably, right. You know, well, expected he, it. He had a hit on his hands. But
he worked for the oligarchs.
Absolutely. But the fact that it is ubiquitous. I mean,
right.
is the holiday event for so many people
exactly.
in the arts.
John, really thanks wonderful. For coming in and telling us about the Sing-Along Messiah coming up in Sebastopol on December 14th, 3 p.m. at the United Methodist Church on 500 North Main Street. There is a rehearsal on Sunday the 8th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on High Street.
At 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. For information, 829-4797. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.